When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Hey, welcome back. It is Hardline here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We are live on a Sunday morning, and we are joined this segment by Ken Crooley from politicsandstuff.com. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Lots going on with the mayor of Buffalo race. Let's start with the proposed budgets from Mayor Scanlon and State Senator Sean Ryan. State Senator Sean Ryan is proposing a deficit finance, or is proposing to use deficit financing bonds to balance this year's budget. Mayor Scanlon has gone with a approach of he wants to sell off parking garages. He wants to have a bed tax. I think he wants to raise taxes as well. You know, looking at these two plans, Ken, you have history in the finance with a budget director for Erie County. What do you think of the two budget proposals?
Well, they're both presenting kind of radical different approaches. And I think we have to back up for just a second to realize what is bringing these proposals together. The city has a tens of millions of dollar deficit going into the next fiscal year on July 1st. And to solve that, the mayor has proposed a budget which includes some revenues that are kind of iffy. He's proposed some expense lines that are very underfunded and has set up a situation where there is a substantial hole in the budget. That's where we get to the plans. And the mayor's proposal is includes the major part of it is to go after a state legislation which would set up a parking authority. The parking authority would buy the city's ramps, the four ramps, and then manage them. And that would relieve the city of the responsibility. And for that, the city would get a one-time payment. The amount of the payment is kind of up in the air. I've heard numbers anywhere from $40 to $60 million in the actual budget. The mayor is suggesting that it would be a little over $42 million, about 26 of which he would use for the year starting in July. The problem with the parking authority is that, first of all, it needs state legislation, which hasn't been approved. That could happen this month or it could not happen. If it does happen, though, you then have to set up the authority. You have to create a bureaucracy to run this authority. You then have to get the authority to figure out what the value of the ramps are. They're going to have to look at the age of the ramps, the number of spaces, the use of the ramps. And then from that, they're going to try and sell bonds. The selling bonds could be a little bit iffy, depends on the market, depends on the proposal that is being offered as to what the authority and therefore the city is looking for. And so you put all those things together, and we're talking about several months, many, many months of getting things together, even if the authorization for creating the authority was approved in the next few weeks by the state. So that's that leaves the whole 25-26 city budget kind of up in the air, because a lot of things have to happen and fall into place. Senator Ryan's proposal is something that would suggest that we can't resolve the dilemma of the overestimated revenues and underestimated expenses for this budget in the short term without some kind of help. And he's proposing borrowing money through the Buffalo Control Board to get through the next several years as the city tries to get through a structurally balanced budget. That proposal also will need state approval, which Senator Ryan has proposed legislation for that. That's still up in the air, and we haven't any idea at this point whether that's going to happen. There's kind of two borrowing proposals on the table at the moment. The mayor, city controller, and the council majority leader on Friday attacked the proposal from Senator Ryan because of the borrowing, but they, in fact, are proposing a plan which also requires a level of borrowing by this new authority. The other interesting thing is that the city has done this before, as recently as 5 years ago. 5 years ago, the city of Buffalo had a major deficit in the 2019-2020 budget, and because of that, they sold $25 million of deficit bonds. The deficit bonds got them through the year. So, and Mayor Scanlon, as a member of the council, voted for the approval of those deficit bonds. So there's sort of a precedent for what Senator Ryan is talking about. Put it all together, Joe, and everything is really kind of up in the air. I guess perhaps this week, as the state finishes up, hopefully the state budget process, we'll get the Buffalo issues resolved too, but there's no certainty about that right now. So we're sort of in the holding pattern. And on top of that, the city council has to approve a budget by May 26th. And so that's only about 3 weeks away.
Wow. You know, looking at the deficit and the position that the city of Buffalo finds itself in, I mean, is this just from years of mismanagement? What are you pointing to the reason that we are facing this now in 2025?
Well, some of it is questions of I wouldn't characterize it necessarily as mismanagement. I'd characterize it as not being realistic about some budget assumptions. The city has traditionally, for example, underfunded its overtime accounts and then had to scramble during the year to make up the deficit that overages have occurred. In the new budget that the mayor's proposed, he's proposed $24 million for overtime expenses. The city this year is running close to $40 million. So there's a serious problem there. And that is continuing with the proposal from the mayor. The other part of it, though, Joe, is that if the mayor, former Mayor Brown, had taken a different attitude about the budget and about taxes, if he had perhaps gone and approved a couple percent tax increase every year for the 18 or 19 years that he was in office, then we really wouldn't be having this conversation, because there probably would be sufficient tax revenues built up over time to take care of the deficits that are occurring. But because they didn't do that, they've created the problem. The other thing is, when the control board went to advisory status in 2012, the control board left the city with over $100 million in reserves. The city proceeded over the next 6 or 7 years to use up all of those reserves. And then they were in trouble again. But then all of a sudden, with COVID, there came federal relief money, and that bailed the city out again. But we're now in a situation where there is no situation where anything like that's going to drop into their laps. And so that's the reason for trying to sell the parking ramps. But that really doesn't solve the long-term problem.
You know, looking ahead to this primary, the Democratic Party obviously the Erie County Democratic Party put their endorsement with Sean Ryan. But Chris Scanlon is the mayor, a Democratic mayor. Is that a rare situation where the party endorses a challenger to the sitting person in their party?
No, that's not totally rare. That's over the last several decades, it's happened several times when Jimmy Griffin was mayor and other situations like that. I think the thing is that the party ran the public meetings of the committeemen over the course of 3 or 4 months, and the result of that was that there was some support for Senator Ryan. Although Chris Scanlon is the acting mayor, he hasn't been elected to that. It's basically an open seat, and so this is somewhat different than if the mayor had been already elected to that seat and he was running as the incumbent.
Other than the endorsement from the Democrat Party, obviously, you know, you see State Senator Ryan getting a lot of endorsements, but looking forward, is anyone right now, in your opinion, have the upper hand in this primary?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a very, very competitive race. Both Scanlon and Ryan have substantial bankrolls, at least as of last January. They each had about $500,000 available to spend. I'm sure that they've raised a lot more since then. We'll get a new next financial report in about 2 or 3 weeks, so we'll see where they stand. I think they're and the way they're slugging it out on issues with the budget, that it's going to be a very competitive race. There's, of course, three other people in the Democratic primary. Former Commissioner Whitfield. There's Councilman Wyatt and Anthony Tyler Thompson, who formerly worked for Crystal Peoples. So where they stand is a little bit more difficult to get a reading, because they haven't been as much in the public focus as Ryan and Scanlon have been. And again, if they've been able to raise any money or not, we'll see that in 3 weeks, and that will, in some respects, tell us how competitive they are. But we're down to the last 7 weeks before the primary, so it's hard to get traction if you haven't gotten it already.
Wow, I can't believe the primary is that close. And just, we've been talking about it for so long, and it's almost here. You know, obviously, I'm always reminded on election day of all the minor parties, right? You've got Democrat, Republican, and you've got the down ballot parties. Anyone running in the Democrat primary already guaranteed a space in November?
Yes, Senator Ryan has the endorsement of the Working Families Party, so he'll be on the ballot in November. Because of that, the Conservative Party, as far as I know, has not endorsed a candidate. The Republican Party, of course, has James Gardner, although there's been some suggestions that he might just be a placeholder for a substitute candidate, but that hasn't happened. And then Michael Gaynor, who has circulated Democratic petitions which were disqualified, is circulating petitions to have an independent line in November. Same token, Chris Scanlon is circulating independent petitions so that if he wins the Democratic primary, he'll have two lines. If he were to lose the Democratic primary, he would still have a line going into November. So it looks like this could very well stretch out right through November, regardless of the turnout of the primary.
Wow. Well, Ken, we'll be chatting with you leading up to this primary and leading up to Election Day. Now, you do write politicsandstuff.com. I got to ask you, do you think the Bills will have a Christmas Day game this year?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Well, I guess we'll see. I Knowing the weather at this time of the year, I don't know how anxious that they would be for home game that day, but you never know. I mean, they certainly got high recognition, and that comes with national games on games such as Christmas. I guess we're doing 3 games this year on Christmas.
That's right. You got the 2 Christmas Day and then the Thursday night game.
Yeah, so I would say it's probably pretty likely, but I think I could pick a winner for the Democratic primary before I could pick the NFL schedule, because that's a lot harder to read and figure out.
For sure. Hey, Ken, always great catching up with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
That is Ken Crilly from politicsandstuff.com. When we come back, we'll get a quick wrap up on things going on nationally from ABC. And then at 11 o'clock, Dave Leventhal will be joining me live from DC. It's Hardline. No, well, hold on. I'm not live in DC. Dave Leventhal is live in DC, and he will join us after the news here on Hardline.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab 2 of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, hit, and run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.